Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Good evening, everybody. We are live at the Kensico Dam Plaza once again for Winter Wonderland. And this is Westchester Talk Radio. We're produced by Shaw Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, the Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental, where...
It's worth the earth, Bob.
That, of course, is Matt Kay, and I'm Bob Marone here with my partner in crime. Jim Cleefield, partner in kind, of course. Now, don't forget to download the Westchester Talk app on iTunes. Our first guest this evening, actually, she's an old friend, a family, really. She represents a Parks Department professionals, and she is the Commissioner of Parks here in Westchester County. Kathy O'Connor, how are you?
I'm terrific. Thank you.
It's really good to see you again. I know whenever I see you, I still can't help myself. I got to be pretty friendly with your dad. What a wonderful human being. And I have never, and it's just, I have to say this for people listening out there, I never met anyone in my life who loved his wife and children more.
And there was nobody that... We loved him so, and we miss him so. I wish he was here. He would be at Winter Wonderland, like, every night.
Yeah, I'll never forget it. I met him when he was, I guess, over at the Hebrew home.
Yes.
And
yes.
We got to know each other a little bit, and then he pointed to a picture of your mom, and he said, I loved her from the first moment I laid eyes on her. And then he told me about his troubled life, having seven daughters, I think it is.
Eight daughters.
God bless him.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
The last two were twins. That sent everybody into a tizzy.
Well, he really did it.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was really an icon in New Rochelle, as you know, as the parks commissioner there. Now, is that what, I mean, it's a dumb question, but people would want to know. Is that what made you get into this business, or did you happen into it?
To be honest with you, I did a lot of work with my father, just volunteering as we grew up. And when I went to University of Massachusetts, I swear to you, I took a class. It was Recreation Administration. It fit into my 9 to 10 a.m. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And when I went into the class, the teacher was excellent. The textbook she brought out to use was written by my father.
Oh, boy.
So I thought, well, I better stay with this class. I asked him for a free copy, and he said no, but he'd autograph it. I said, are you kidding?
He made you pay for his own book?
Yes.
He wasn't as nice a man as I thought.
And I have to tell you, his granddaughter, my daughter Lauren, now works for the city of New Rochelle.
Yes,
in his same office.
I know
so
that. She
it does run
Bill
in the family.
The
yes, she works for Bill Zimmerman.
Well, okay, let's get into what you do now. You've obviously, you have the biggest part system in our region, and once again you've put on a great show here tonight. This seems logistically like a nightmare because you also have the circus coming in part of it, animals and everything. What's it like, and how early do you have to start to get this rolling, and then tell us what's here tonight?
Well, physically we actually got here the first week in October, but what we've now done over the last 4 years is each year when we close down, we're just better at putting everything together so that it's a little bit easier putting it back out here. But it is a super team effort of the entire Parks Department. Every division has something to do with what's going on, whether it's the IT or general maintenance or Playland. And then we also bring in the circus, which has been a tremendous hit. So it is a lot of work, a lot of man hours, but showtime came the day after Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. and it was our biggest opening. And so far, our numbers have far surpassed last year.
Anything new this year? I know we have the circus. The skating rink was important. Last year, I took my grandson. I'll be taking him back again. He'll be skating all over the place. Is there anything that's new this year?
Well, everything is just a little bit bigger. We now have an additional ride, the Super Slide. And then we also have a water gun game out there. We have the animals, the camel ride, and the pony ride. But the circus tent is bigger. The show is a little bit longer. Santa, of course, is a home run. The Santa Village has been so popular. And everything is just a little bit bigger from last year.
I wish you'd apologize to Santa for me, because when I came earlier, Matt Kay and the engineer was on Santa's lap asking for better microphones and stuff. I'd like to talk to you about the park system in general. And at the risk of maybe torquing off a little bit some of the municipal parks, the city parks, et cetera. Your parks, You can walk your dog so long as you curb him or her. You can play ball, you can eat, you can ride a bike, you can skate. That's wonderful, and I tend to use your parks more. Why do you think some of the more local municipalities don't allow so much?
I think it all depends on where you are. There are rules and regulations, but we have hundreds of miles of trails. And on the trails, you can walk, you can ride your bike, you can walk your dog on a leash.
Of course.
You can rollerblade, you can jog. We have mountain bike trails at Graham Hills and also at Spring Ridge Park. I think, in fairness, we just have a larger spread of facilities that are available. But we have rules, too,
for
the safety
that.
And security
sure.
of the patrons. So.
I do understand that. Now, how many parks, you told me the last time, I don't remember, how many parks are in your purview?
I'm responsible for 50 facilities, 18,000 acres. 234 full-time people and about 1,200 part-time people.
What do you do when you spend time? We're talking with Kathy O'Connor. She's the Commissioner of Parks here in Westchester County. How long have you had this gig?
I'm sorry.
You were saying?
That's okay. I was just going to say, and one thing that I really wanted to stress is for the second time this year at Winter Wonderland on December 31st, New Year's Eve, we have a family-friendly ball drop at 8 p.m.
Oh, that's nice. Tell us a little more
about that. Yeah, it's awesome. We have the regular night is open. Mm-hmm. We open at 5, so it's business as usual. But at 8 o'clock, we have a little bit of entertainment. We actually have a ball drop with the countdown, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. At 1, the ball drops, and then we have a pyrotech show, a small
wow.
fireworks show that is off on the triangle.
No kidding.
So it was fabulous last year, very well attended, and we're hoping that even a bigger crowd comes this year.
Well, I think before we wrap it up, you should mention that one more time. Once again, we're talking with Kathy O'Connor. She's the Commissioner of Parks here in Westchester County. We are live at the Kensico Dam Plaza, where Winter Wonderland, and it looks the part, where Winter Wonderland is once again in full force, opening up just now again for another evening on this Sunday night. Now, for those of you who say, oh, but I'll be cold. Well, one of the cool things, last year I came, I worked it, but I also came for fun, is they have these outdoor heaters. If you need to go and rejuvenate your warmth, you can go by the outdoor heater. Or you can come in where we're doing the show now and get some food, and for adults only, some adult beverages or other things, in a really nice tent that's been set up. So how many years have we done Winter Wonderland?
This is the fourth year.
You're happy you did it, aren't you? You seem pretty
pleased. Oh, we are. And each year it will get a little bit bigger, a little bit more extravaganza, but... Yeah, and you can get warm. Every tent is heated.
I
the
know,
circus
it's cool.
tent is heated. Obviously, the dining hall is heated. So if it's really, really cold, you can certainly come in and get warmed up.
I was shocked last year at the circus. I didn't know they could do so much in such a relatively small space. Those skaters, mm-hmm. I still play hockey at this age. Mm-hmm. I can skate. They did me a number. They were extraordinary.
No, they were excellent. It's really been quite an attraction for Winter Wonderland.
We now own
the Westchester Parks Foundation, which sponsors this event, working with us as a partner, the Parks Department. The Parks Foundation now owns that tent.
Oh, no kidding.
So... could be up for a while.
Oh, I remember.
It might show up at other parks at other times.
One more time. Tell folks. I was intrigued. Tell people what's going to happen on the 31st on New Year's Eve.
Sure. On Sunday evening, December 31st, New Year's Eve, we have a family-friendly ball drop, which is at 8 p.m. So we figure, first of all, the children can certainly be here. Mm-hmm. And even parents can be here, and then they can go home and maybe go out afterwards. But at 8 p.m., we have the countdown. We actually have a crystal ball. And to kick off 2018, we have some entertainment. And right at the ball drop, we have a pyrotech show, which is affixed to the light show that's over in the mm-hmm. triangle. And it's really awesome.
Well, folks, we encourage you to come on out because it really is that much fun. And one last thing, this is just my own observation, and since you do this for a living, adults act like they're taking their kids here, but they really love it themselves. It brings back your own childhood when you do this.
It does, and that's what we really promote Winter Wonderland is really open to every level of age group. You can come here on a date. You can come here as a senior. It's accessible if you are in a wheelchair or on a walker, but it's certainly also for children, too.
Absolutely. I'm glad you said that. And Matt, you're okay. I was not embarrassed that you were on Santa's lap at all, and I think that it shows that your child in you is still alive. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year coming up, everybody. Kathy
Merry
O'Connor,
Christmas.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure. My best to all the girls and children and husbands. All right, folks, we're going to take a break. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We are broadcasting live from the Kensico Dam Plaza, as yet for another Winter Wonderland. We'll be back after the bell hits me in the eye or right after these words.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Good evening, everybody, and we have returned. We are live at the Kensico Dam Plaza. Once again, it's 2017, and this is the fourth annual Winter Wonderland. This is Shark Creative, really, Westchester Talk Radio, and we are producing this tonight. That is Shark Creative. I'm Bob Marone, along with my partner, Jim Cleefield, and, of course, Matt Cahan, who sat on Santa's lap earlier this evening. My next guest is, it was rather interesting. Santa was upset. Lawsuits may be in the offing.
I don't want to hear that.
No, my guest is the president of the Westchester Parks Foundation. You know him from his days in Harrison with the fire department there and other things, and the parks department, all that other good stuff. But he is, of course, Joe Stout. Joe, you've done it again.
I have. What have I done?
This wonderful event.
Oh, this is a team effort. This is not me.
Get just a little closer to the mic.
I'm just the figurehead here. The guys do a great job. The guys and gals, they put this together. The Parks Department actually puts this all up. We could not do it. The Parks Foundation could not do this without the Parks Department. Obviously, we can't do it without our sponsors. And, you know, the big ones are the Medical Center, who has been our... Mm-hmm. From day one, they took a leap with us, and they're still with us. They'll be with us, hopefully, for a long time. The New York Rangers are back again.
Yes,
Madison Square Garden.
Are any of them here again?
Not tonight. I don't believe so. But they pop up every once in a while,
well,
so you never
do.
Know.
Yeah.
And we have Robeson Oil this year. It was a sponsor for our opening night when we flipped the Christmas tree on. So.
Well, this year I understand that you're also going to be flipping a ball for New Year's.
Yeah, this is the second year. We tried it last year. The staff here said, we should do something for New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what are we going to do for New Year's Eve? Everybody just wants to go out, the parents want. So we came up with this idea of a family-friendly ball drop. Mm-hmm. So we dropped the ball at 8 o'clock at night, our time,
so
which is actually midnight somewhere
old folks
in Portugal.
Go out and party
yeah, exactly. So they come with their kids, and then they put the kids to bed, and they go do their thing. And it was great. It was packed last year. And this year, now, we're getting a lot of buzz on it. We'll have carolers, and we also have a pyrotechnic show that night.
I heard about that.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. It's choreographed to music, and right at midnight in Portugal somewhere.
In Portugal.
It's 8 o'clock here. It's midnight somewhere,
tell
right?
Tell people a little more about you. I know you worked in Harrison. Now, didn't you work in both parks and fire? Do I have it right?
Well,
I didn't work.
I volunteered.
A volunteer?
I was a volunteer at the Harrison Fire Department, but I did work at Harrison Recreation. That's where I started. As I like to say, cleaning bathrooms and doing tennis courts and being a lifeguard and a day camp counselor.
Oh, Christmas. You did all that, too?
Man, I was 16 years old. We all did that stuff. That was my first job. I liked recreation, so I stayed with it. I wound up leaving Harrison and go to Hastings. I was there for a couple of years as the director of recreation. Then I went to Newcastle, which is Chappaqua and Millwood. I was there for 7 years, and then 1992 I went to the county.
Well, you know who speaks well of you, which may not be a good recommendation. I hope he's listening. I work a lot with Bill Zimmerman and and New Rochelle. He speaks highly of you.
And
ditto. You just went down a couple of notches now.
No.
He and I run those monster parades together and different things like that.
Oh, great, yeah, sure.
He's a good man. Now, why? You've done all this work. You volunteered before you took jobs for pay. You did your jobs for pay, and why are you now volunteering again? What is it with you?
Well, you know, that's what we do. We give back, right?
It is who you are, huh?
There's a lot of people that do that.
I know, but
I get paid for work, and I get...
But you're the one sitting here. Are you still doing anything now?
No. I get paid. I'm the executive director for the Parks Foundation.
Okay, so you still are.
That's a job. Yeah,
okay.
That's, you know...
But I called you the president. Same
thing.
You're
the
CEO.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, you do deserve to get paid. You do a wonderful job. Let's talk about this again. Now,
so,
you had to be involved in conceiving this, I should think.
Yeah, I was. But it was, you know, again, it was a bunch of folks. It originally started with, let's see if we can do like a light show at Halloween. So we tried to figure that out. And we couldn't make the economics of it work. And then somebody said, well, what about a holiday-themed program? And you said, oh, tell me what you're talking about. So, you know, it was originally conceived as lights show and a couple other things, and it kind of morphed into this.
It's you know, you could have done the Halloween thing. You know, Matt has an inn. He is a model for Halloween decorations.
I didn't know that. What does he do?
And he, in fact, his family saves money. His wife has him stand in the window for Halloween, put a light on his face.
But, you know, it's all about the lighting, Bob. It's about the lighting. You'd be surprised how good we look with the lights on and how we don't with the lights off.
No, I don't do radio for nothing.
My father used to say to me, Joe, you got a face for radio.
Nobody puts the light on me. Heck, they need a spotlight just for my nose. My guest is D.O., his half of old. Joe Stout, the executive director of the Parks Foundation here at Westchester County. How long have you been at this?
Believe it or not, it's 7 years.
My time flies. Yeah. You still look young, though. Don't tell people your age.
As long as my hair's on my head, I'll be
all
right.
I'm very partial to
that
silver
color.
Hair.
Yep,
let me
absolutely.
Tell you.
It takes a long time to get it like that.
I'm partial to it, and Matt is jealous of it. So it's just one of those. You should be, whenever we do television, you should see the makeup job they have, patting all that stuff on top of his head.
Yeah.
Glare in the cameras.
So well, now, you know, we appreciate you guys coming here because it's interesting. We use the podcasts on our website. When we have our sponsors on, we send that to our sponsors
I'd
so
like
they can use it on their websites.
Before you go to give the sponsors again, but I had another question for you. As I look out through the windows, what's different this year, would you tell us? What's different or special this
year? A couple of things. We have a new circus tent, bigger circus tent, and new acts. We have a lot more lights. I don't know if you saw it when you first came in.
The
50-foot Santa Claus
and the
reindeer with the arches. Yeah.
You were ratted out. We know that your organization owns the tent now. So this could spring up anywhere.
We do own the tent. Yeah, absolutely. We do. We bought the tent. We got a tremendous donation from an anonymous donor of 15 years worth of theatrical light.
No
displays
kidding.
That
That's
were holiday
huge.
Displays. The big Santa Claus that's out front.
I suspect I know who that donor is, but I won't out him.
Well,
if
it's
he wants
anonymous,
to be anonymous,
so no.
But he's a very generous guy.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I know.
So those pieces are new this year. We have different food trucks this year. We have a bigger Christmas tree.
I hadn't eaten all day. I already got one of the food.
The food's good. The food trucks are good.
I had a giant gyro.
You know,
I gave Matt the bread part because it's how we pay him.
Well, so you know how you got to pay him. I haven't gotten there yet, but I will before the end of the run. Is down by the ice rink. There's these cinnamon rolls.
No, not those.
They're as big as my head.
I love those.
They're unbelievable. They're unbelievable.
See, those are so good. You want to roll around in them?
Yeah. Well, listen, the guy makes them 65 at a time.
Sugar off your arms.
He can roll you in there. That's not a problem. You can take care of that.
Hey, is the guy here this year, the guy that has like salami and pork and all that kind of stuff?
No,
I can't remember. He's
not here this year.
I almost cut my finger off trying to get it. But the place is great. It's terrific. And I like what you do back. And I don't know what part of the section of the park that is. We have the trees all decorated and everything. That's beautiful.
Yeah, on the plaza. It really
the
is.
Plaza.
I mean, you know, again, the Parks Department puts it all together. We buy all the stuff, but the Parks Department puts it all together. And
well,
they do a great job. Yeah.
you know, you pay, they work, everybody wins, right. You know. One more time, tell us who the sponsors are we should be grateful of.
Sure. It's the Westchester Medical Center. They are our prime sponsor, our name sponsor. They've been with us for 4 years, and we thank them. They do a great job for us in the community. They're very interested in health and wellness and family activities, and this is one of the things that they sponsor for. Madison Square Garden, the New York Knicks, and the New York Rangers and the Westchester Knicks have sponsored the skating rink again, and our skating rink is almost as big. It's like 2 square feet smaller than Rockefeller Center, so it's close enough to say it's almost nice. As big as Rockefeller
By
Center.
Last year, my grandson went nuts. I'll be bringing him up again
later
absolutely. In the week or next week.
You know, it's good family fun. I mean, it's a pretty good deal. It's $15 to get in. Kids 3 and under are free. And with your $15, you get skates and skating. You can mm-hmm. skate all night if you wanted to. You can go to Santa. You take your own pictures with Santa. And Santa will be here in vacation garb after the 25th.
What do you mean?
So he's coming back. He comes here, and he kind of hangs out.
Matt, that's terrific, yeah. Right? You'll love that. Santa's coming back.
So you can go see Santa again, right?
You know how it is. He's asking for a new radio board and headphones.
You get the circus that comes with your admission. You get 2 amusement rides. You get
the
light show.
Oh, the circus is great. Well,
the circus
is a lot
of fun.
I'm still not over the skaters that skate in that confined space. They're very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really
no,
good.
It's a good show. It really is. You used to see the kid that's in there this year. He's on unicycle, 21 feet in the air.
Thank God. I'm glad you didn't mention the stilts. Matt would get even with me for sure. Since I'm not the tallest person in radio, am I, Matt?
It's a good thing he doesn't have a microphone, huh?
Oh, no. Oh, he knows he could get on at any time and get even with me. No, you don't know the... See, here's what happens. You don't know the abuse I take from him before we go on the air. So I use the microphone.
Yeah, listen.
Jim Cleefield and I, he batters us. He calls us elves and midgets, which we make extra money in Christmas time.
This time of the year, right? You got side jobs. I like it.
Well, Joe Stoddard is always a pleasure, executive director of the Westchester Parks Foundation. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure to see you every year. Happy holidays to everybody.
Happy holidays to you. Great job.
Ring the bell, Matt. Come on.
Come on. Ring the bell, Matt. He's going to hit me in the eye. I'm Bob Marone here with Jim Cleefield and the wonderful Matt Kay. And we'll be back after these words.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today. We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back. We are live at the Kensico Dam Plaza here in Valhalla, New York for the 2017 Winter. I almost called it Winter Classic from watching too much hockey, but the Winter Wonderland. We are Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Bob Marone with my partner in crime, Jim Cleefield, and of course, our very able engineer and lover of Santa Claus, Matt Cain. Our guest this segment is a woman. Actually, she's having a party for her son here right in the midst of Winter Wonderland. Her name is Pamela Longo, and she is an assistant principal in Queens. Good evening, Pam.
Good evening. How are you?
Pretty good. Now, before we get into what's happening tonight, a little bit about you. I am proud to have in front of these microphones a city girl.
Thank you so much. I love Westchester. I am proud to have moved from the city to Westchester County.
Like Queens anymore, so they're under the bus. You're not a city girl anymore.
Not so much. Well, I work in the city.
So you get your fix.
I do. Every day, 5 days a week.
Now, you're a principal. Did you start in the classroom?
I did. I was a second grade teacher, third grade teacher for about 4 years. And then 12 years ago, I became an assistant principal, so
wow.
I've been doing this for quite some time.
But you started when you were 3? Oh, you're such a young woman. God bless
Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
So now, are kids surprised when they get in trouble and they have to report to the assistant principal's office to find somebody and will be nice, so nice?
Well, I'm not really that nice. Oh, looks man. Could be a little
you
bit deceiving,
like
yes.
You look like you're in charge. You're the boss, aren't you?
Well, if you're doing something, you know, that you shouldn't be in my office for and you're wasting my time, you're going to pay for it.
Now, let's just say, now, we met your husband briefly.
Yes.
If we brought him to the microphones, what would he say about your being in charge? What might he say about that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he knows I'm in charge.
But he does?
Yes. But we have a very good relationship.
Do you think he would say that if he was here?
He probably will because he knows how demanding my job is.
Oh, my goodness. So, what does he do?
He's in finance.
Oh, he's a finance geek.
Yes.
All right. But what really brings you here tonight, the finance geek, well, he's the one who lived up here, I guess.
He's from the Bronx.
I love him already.
Yes, from the Bronx, born and raised.
Wait a minute, he lets you push him around? What kind of Bronx boy is he?
Well, I do.
Sounds
it
like he grew up here someplace. But I'm just kidding.
I know.
Obviously. All right. I did not know, and we've covered this event for a couple of years. Matt's intimately familiar with it. He sits on Santa's lap when he gets here.
That I do too, Matt. Don't worry.
maybe I should play Santa next year instead of do the radio. No, but then I'd have Matt. There's a party for your son tonight.
Yes, yes, there
is. I didn't
is.
Realize that they could use the private room to have a party. Tell us about that.
So I was able to rent the space here under the tent, and we're having a party for about 15 children
wow.
and their parents. We're doing pizza for them. Then they'll have a chance to go to the circus, then see Santa, of course. That's the major hit.
Your big major hit.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Now, where are the screaming little crumb snatchers? I don't see them.
They're actually right underneath the tent.
Oh, that private
yes.
part there.
Private,
okay.
Yes.
That's a really terrific idea. Now, did your son get gypped because his birthday's so close to Christmas?
You know, he's so little, so he does not get gypped. So
when is his birthday?
December 17th, today. Today's his actual birthday.
Oh, today
birthday.
Is. Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And
Thank
I think you mentioned he was 4.
4 years old.
How many children do you have?
Only one, only him.
Just the one?
Yes.
You working on any others?
I hope in the future.
Oh, you do? Okay,
yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, because he's going to want a brother or a sister.
Absolutely.
What's his name?
Anthony.
Where is Anthony? Or as we said in Brooklyn,
yes.
Anthony.
Anthony, there's
Where
right.
is Anthony?
He's under the tent eating his pizza, happily entertaining his
guests. Oh, I was
going to
say, we'd
guests.
Put Anthony on the air.
Oh, I think he'll be a little bit timid for that.
No, not with you for a mom. He's probably in charge of the whole place. So how did you hear about this?
I actually heard about it from the newspaper. There was an ad, and I've been to Winter Wonderland for several years in the past, and I said, you know what, this is a great idea so I can cater the event. The kids are going to love this.
Oh,
so unique.
Christmas
it's better
and
than
birthday?
Bounce You, which I love Bounce You. I'm not knocking anybody down. But it's like we do that every week.
Was that a pun? Bounce
a little
You,
bit, but it's
knock
okay.
people down? Well, I took my grandson to one of those bounce, and for some reason, if an adult goes in there, those kids pummeled me. They threw balls at me and spongy things and jumped on me, and you can't get back up.
No. Oh, you're falling and you can't get up. There
That's
you go.
That happens at my age. See, even she picks on me, Matt.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I believe me.
I can go on further if you want me to.
No, go ahead. See, I deserve everything I get, and it's perfectly okay. Pamela Longo. Now, is that your maiden name?
No, my married name. My maiden name is Pamela Popa.
Who?
Popa.
Popa? P-O-P-P-A?
P-O-P-A.
Popa. What? Your ancestors are from what city?
I'm 100% Romanian.
Oh, Romanian.
Yes.
Okay, I thought you were...
I'm a quarter Romanian.
Oh, wow.
He's a quarter
that's
Romanian.
That's pretty cool. Have you ever visited?
No.
You should.
No. They won't let him in. It's a long story. The immigration authorities,
He's
the
on
FBI.
The blacklist.
Yeah. So let me see. I got a... He's on Armenian and Albanian. So you're both in the Anian tribes, right? Anyway, what a wonderful woman. What a great idea to do this. Now, how many hours will this be? How many hours do you have the tent for? And how
I
much
have
pizza
it for the
do
whole
you have?
Night. I have it for the whole night.
What's the whole night? Like till 10?
From 5 to 9.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, I'm hoping that the kids are not going to be tired by 9 o'clock. But, now, you know, we're going to explore the grounds.
Matt wanted me to ask you a question. Do you think the kids will eat all the pizza?
I think so.
I'm sorry.
I think they're going for seconds.
He doesn't like to. He does not like to spring. You go to dinner with him, it's like water all around for all of you on me. It's the kind of guy he is. So, okay, you have a 4-year-old. He's Anthony. Anthony is here. He's having pizza, soda, all the other stuff. They're going to sit on Santa's lap. What's not to like?
And that's my brother-in-law right there.
Hello, brother-in-law. What's his name?
David Vormitag.
David who?
Vormitag.
Vormit sounds like a washing machine.
Yeah, pretty much.
I just bought a new Vormitag. It's on spin cycle. Anything? What, Matt? I'm trying to. This is a festive. It's a party.
Yes, it's awesome. Great event.
It looks like you're getting towards the rinse cycle.
That's because I'm all washed up. Hey, Pamela, what a pleasure. Thank you for making time for us. And also, may your son have 100 more birthdays.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. This is
you
great.
You and your husband, your whole family,
I'm so excited.
Have a wonderful Christmas. We'll shout out to all the Romanians out there and the Italians. Well, Italian and Romanian, what a mix that is. Now, before you go, you have to listen to the jingle bells or Matt will be upset.
I'll listen.
All right, folks, we're going to take a break and we will be back. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the Kensico Dam Plaza for the 2017 Winter Wonderland. Remember, we're produced by Shaw Creative. We'll be back after these words.
An independent lifestyle with a little less work and a little less worry. It's what you want, right? Wartburg offers independent and assisted living, along with specialized memory care for those with Alzheimer's or dementia. From adult daycare and home care to inpatient and outpatient rehab, shorter long-term care, and much more, the services Wartburg offers are all backed by our 150-year reputation of providing quality care to seniors. Call to learn more, 914-699-0800, or visit wartburg.org. Wartburg, named one of the best nursing homes in New York State in 2017 by U.S. News & World Report.
It's a time of giving, a time of reflection, a time to think of others and those who could use a helping hand, or perhaps a new coat. New York Cares hosts its 29th annual Coat Drive, and your friends at Scarsdale Ford are pitching in to help the cause. Stop by Scarsdale Ford at 887 Central Park Avenue in Scarsdale and help keep others warm this winter. Don't have a coat to donate? Text 41444. $20 buys a new coat for a New Yorker in need. Happy holidays and a safe new year from all of your friends at New York Cares and Scarsdale Ford.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Good evening, and we have returned. Welcome. We are live at the Kensico Dam Plaza here in the heart of Valhalla, New York, for the 2017 Winter Wonderland. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're powered by Shaw Creative. With me, my co-host tonight, Jim Cleefield, also the planet's best engineer, sat on Santa's lap twice already. Matt Cahan. Now, we have a very special guest. We figured we'd get a family on that's actually enjoying the evening. Now, this guy traveled. I don't know if he took Santa's sleigh, but he traveled a bit from the Midlands of the mother country, England. And he is, of course, John Barber. Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Good evening.
Thanks for agreeing to come on with us. And we don't want to leave your wife out, but hello, Mrs. Barber. Nice to meet you. Now, the little guy is Herb Barber. Herbert Barber.
That's correct, yes.
People learn to enunciate well with that name. And the other guy?
Jonty.
Jonty.
Yeah.
Spell that.
J-O-N-T-Y.
That's cool. Jonty Barber. I should use that as a radio name, Jonty. When did you get in?
We got in on Thursday, so been here for a few days.
Okay, so you have some relatives here who live up here in Westchester County?
Yeah, my brother lives up here. He's lived over here for 4 or 5 years now.
Oh, okay.
Well, so we thought we'd stop by.
Well, welcome to the US. I hope you feel comfortable here. But again, it's, you know, I call England always have the mother country. So we inherited so much. Now, the Wonderland, whose idea was it to come out here tonight? Now, you're having a good time.
It's James, my brother. You know, we've got the children, so he said, look, this will be a great party. You get to ride a camel, toboggan, slides.
See, you came all the way to the US Christmas time to ride a camel. You want to figure that one out? Herbert! What's wrong? He wants to talk. Herb, tell us about it. Hi. Say hello. Hi. So beautiful. What about you, Jonty? Say hi.
Hi.
Jonty, are you surprised? Do you like the Winter Wonderland?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool, right? Have you met Santa yet?
No.
You're going to do that, right? They're not going to be cheap. They're going to take you to see Santa, right?
Yep.
And here's your mom. Mom, what's your name?
I'm Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. Welcome to, welcome to the U.S. in this case, but welcome to Winter Wonderland. What have you guys done so far?
Oh, well, so far we've done a little bit of shopping. Jonty went skydiving with his uncle.
Excuse me?
You went skydiving?
Well, back up just a minute. Did he do real skydiving or did he dive in that tube?
Yeah. He dived in the tube.
Yeah, because I looked at that. You went all the way up in the air like that, Chanti?
Yeah.
You got a big smile on your face. You don't look afraid.
No.
I feel weak now. My manliness has been called into question, Matt. We have to schedule me for the skydive. Chanti, you go first. So what else? Where'd you go shopping?
I went shopping to the outlet, the big outlet. I'm not sure where it is, but...
Have you guys been down? You're going to Manhattan while you're here? You're going to go down into the city?
No, we haven't done this time. We did last time we came over, but you know, it's nice just to take the dogs for a walk and come to Winter Wonderland, a little bit of shopping.
Whoa, back up. You brought your dogs with you?
No, they're my brother's dogs.
Oh, okay. You were scaring me. But Chanti, tell me about the dogs.
Well,
don't be shy.
Lulu and Misty, they're quite naughty, you know.
Oh, I love that line. We could be quite naughty. What's naughty about Luke and Misty? Go ahead.
They're just scruffy.
Scruffy, I love that.
And they play tug of war.
They do. The two dogs pull on the same thing. Usually with the dog, I wind up pulling on the other end. Herbert, you look very interested in what we're talking about. Herbert, what's Herbert, about 18 months old?
No, he's only 8 months.
8 months?
Yeah.
What are you feeding this kid? Look at
lots.
The size of him.
Lots. He eats lots.
Yeah, you got two growing boys. Going to keep. Mom, you're the one that has to prepare. Are you the one? I'm not going to assume it's you, but you prepare all these meals?
You're assuming right.
I'm assuming right,
you're
huh?
You're assuming right.
I get that. Now, are you from? Did you grow up, both of you, in the same area in the UK?
No, we met at university.
Where'd you go to school?
London.
Oh, so you went in London. What? You met at university. Now, where are you from?
I'm from Shrewsbury, so Shropshire.
Okay, see, the person I was close with in the UK was from Hampshire, and then she moved down to London. So, wow, I feel like I'm semi-home.
Home sweet home.
Pardon?
Home sweet home.
It definitely is. Now, Jonty, what grade are you in school?
Year three.
Hey, how old are you? Well, he's probably two, right? And he's 6'1". Well, how old are you?
Seven.
Oh, okay. You're a little more normal. Your brother is growing up to be a monster. Okay, so what else is on the agenda for this evening? We don't want to keep you.
Okay, so he's desperate to go and ride a camel, see Santa Claus, and go on lots of rides.
I guess any kid that would skydive would be desperate to go on a camel. But you know they got those big humps. So you're not worried about that?
No.
You're raising a smart boy. Do you play soccer or football, as you say back
soccer.
In the...
Soccer.
What position do you play?
Strike, normally.
All right. Did you play at all, Dad?
Only a little bit. More rugby. That's how he lost his teeth, so...
Oh, well, I'm a hockey player. You're near and dear to my heart. Now, I think you have a... There's a team in Birmingham. There is a team in the Elite League. Now, do you still live up that way?
Yeah, just north of Birmingham, so an hour or so. So we don't get to see too much hockey.
We're going to have to get you guys to go see hockey. Anyway, I really want to thank you for being with us, and welcome to the Kensico Dam Plaza and Winter Wonderland. But most of all, welcome to the U.S., and I hope you have a wonderful time.
That's very kind. Thank you very much.
Thank you. John Barber, Herbert Barber, and Jonty Barber, and Stacy took off to tend. Thank you very much from all of us here at Westchester Talk Radio. You can't go without the bells. All righty, folks. We're going to take a break. Herb wants to say something. Merry Christmas, Herb. Say, again. No? All right. Thank you very much. We'll be back after these words.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Folks, I'm laughing because it's Christmas time. Good evening, everybody, and welcome back. We are live from the Kensico Dam Plaza here in the heart of Valhalla, New York. That's Westchester County. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're produced by Shaw Creative, and we're live this evening at the 2017 Winter Wonderland. I'm Bob Marone, along with co-host Jim Cleefield and the world's best engineer, Matt Kay, and he also rings the bells rather well. He does this regularly, and he does it well. My guest is Joe. I want to be sure I got it right. Another family that came to the event, and he got our attention because he was wearing a New York Islander hat. I remind you that tonight one of our sponsors are the New York Rangers, but we're going to allow an Islander fan in here, A, because he's got a wonderful family, and B, because they defeated the hated Flyers, and that makes him my friend. Joe Zalak, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great tonight.
Did I pronounce your name correctly?
Yes, Zalak? You did.
So I saw that hat, and I said, I got to have you on. Now, you live up here in Westchester?
I recently moved up here about 2 months ago.
Where from?
Brooklyn.
I love him. Brooklyn, whereabouts in Brooklyn?
Williamsburg.
I grew up in Park Slope.
Oh, okay. So not too far.
I didn't move out of there until that's 30 years ago now, but I was your age then when I moved out. What brought you up to Westchester?
More space for my son, bigger house.
More space, get just a little closer to the mic.
Get out of the apartment and get more room.
Now, is your wife also from Brooklyn?
She's originally from Maryland, but moved up to Brooklyn.
From Maryland. So you did a favor for a semi-Southerner.
Yes.
Good mood. She can't hear us, so don't worry about a thing. What happened that you became an Islander fan? Was it a medical problem or?
My dad grew up on Long Island, and he's been a fan since he's had tickets since day one. So he's always brought me to games, and I just grew on me.
Oh, that's great. I know when I told you I'm one of those Ranger fans that doesn't hate the Islanders, I actually root for them when they don't play the Rangers, and even then, probably back in the 70s, I may have been a little partial. I'm just a big hockey fan. Now. You grew up in Brooklyn. You became an Islander fan. And again, there's medication for it if you go to the right clinic. You come up here to Westchester. So what do you do?
I work in a financial tech firm down on Wall Street.
So you're a compliance officer?
Yes.
I think you mentioned that. I didn't do it, just in case.
Okay.
We should get that
straight. I'll check on it just to make sure.
I got to tell you one more irony about hockey before we go back to why you're here tonight. It's my luck, having been a hockey fan who, including the Rangers, rooted for the Islanders, that new rink, the Barclays, is 9 blocks from where I grew up. It couldn't happen then. It couldn't happen 30 years ago.
I know. You would have been an Islander fan for life.
No, but even if... See, hockey to me is more important than the team. And so I would have been at every game. Oh, absolutely. I would have been. But then it was a lot cheaper. I remember getting... No laughing, please. Matt, especially you. In 1972, to get a glass seat to the Rangers was $27.
Wow.
And I would go out, and the Sharks were in front of the building, and whatever they call them, scalpers. All right, so what brought you here tonight, and how'd you hear about Winter Wonderland?
My wife read about it on one of the Westchester family blogs or Facebook page, and we had never been here before, so we decided to check it out. As you see, I have a young son, so he loves it. He loves the light shows.
What's his name again?
Benjamin.
Ben. Hi, Ben. How you doing? What did you bring Ben to do? Come on over, Ben. Bring Ben over.
So we brought Ben up here to do some rides, maybe play some games.
Hi, what a talkative guy. I've been talking with your daddy. And what's your name? You can tell me. Your dad said it. What's your name?
Ben.
Hi, Ben. It's nice to meet you. I know Mommy's name is Mom, but what's Mom's name?
It's Maggie.
What's that? Maggie?
Maggie.
Hi, Maggie. How are you? He knows your name. This is pretty cool. Maggie, you're from Maryland. We'll forgive that. Your husband was talking about how he caught you roaming the streets and took pity. And that's how I get in trouble. So, Ben, you're eating pizza. Do you have any pizza for me? You didn't bring any for me. I didn't get any pizza. Mom's going to bring those. That's okay. You keep it, Mom. Did you see Santa yet?
We have not gone to see Santa yet.
What did you do so far?
We went on the caterpillar ride. The hayride.
Was it cold?
Oh, yeah, very cold.
Yeah, I figured
there.
That. Yeah, Matt was in the hayride before, sat on Santa's lap.
He enjoyed the Christmas tree light show with the music.
The light show was really cool.
And then we're going to see the next show of the circus. It was full when we went over there.
I haven't gone yet this year. It's terrific. You will be shocked what they do in a tent that size. Now, do you live up here in northern Westchester?
White Plains.
White Plains? Okay. That's right next door. We're from New Rochelle. You can play with the mic if you want. So, Ben, how old is Ben?
How old are you, Ben? Buddy?
Two.
You're smart and you talk well. Thank goodness you look like your mom. That's a good thing, right? That's a big fish. That's a shark. That's a shark that really wants to be a salmon. See how it's orange? You like the shark?
I like the lights.
You like the lights? Yeah, but they don't work. The batteries died, see? But they're still pretty Christmas lights, right? So what's ahead for the rest of the evening for you?
Again, we'll see the circus, probably not stay too long after that, almost bedtime for the little guy, and then work
tomorrow. Yeah, plus you got to go to work in the morning. Trust me, I do morning radio as well, so I got to get my horse too.
It's always a challenge.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on Westchester Talk Radio. Is there anybody you'd like to shout out to?
Oh, anytime. Definitely shout out to my wife, Maggie.
Hi, Maggie.
From
Maryland.
For recommending the Winter Wonderland. We're having a good time.
Tell Mommy. What do you want to tell Mommy?
Mommy.
What?
Mommy.
Well, answer Mommy.
Mommy. Mommy.
Thank you very much. And
thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here in Westchester Talk Radio. Now, his lights work. How come his lights work, Mike? You're the engineer. Our lights should be doing that. Look. They don't work. It would help if he put it. Well, he doesn't know. He's an engineer. He doesn't know where the on switch is.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. All righty, folks, we're going to take a break. Thank you very much, Joe. He's an Islander fan and a good one. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back after these words. And look at this. Thank you very much. You look very bright today. We'll be back after these words.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office, too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a fresh floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals in Armonk and Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla. A box of heavenly chocolates from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A social media consultation from MSM Designs. And a happy hour party at Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize. A visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at WestchesterTalkRadio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from the Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla, New York. We're here for the 2017 Winter Wonderland. We are Westchester Talk Radio, and we're produced by Shaw Creative. I'm Bob Marone, along with Jim Cleefield, our engineer for the evening. And every evening is the incomparable Matt Kay, and he even sat to help the broadcast on Santa's lap so he could refer to others. My guest is Lewis. I almost said good morning because I do morning radio, but good evening, Lewis. Say hello.
Hello.
That's better. That we like. Where did you get those cool lights?
From Santa's workshop.
Santa, they're very bright. Our lights weren't too good before. You saw your mom had to fix them for us. Now tell us, what else have you done? You went to Santa's workshop. Did you order anything for Christmas? You didn't ask for anything?
Yeah.
What did you ask for? You could tell us. The word will get up to Santa. You're saying you don't know? Well, you must have had some kind of... You asked Santa for something, didn't you? What did you ask for? All right, you're going to be shy about that? Then I'm going to ask you, what else did you do besides the visit to Santa?
Say I rode the camel.
What else did he do? Did you ride the camel? What was that like?
Good.
It was good, but wasn't it bumpy? Didn't you go up and down? Were you afraid you were going to fall off?
Mm-hmm.
You were. What else did you do? Come on. Tell me. Don't be shy.
I saw Santa Claus.
You saw Santa Claus. So did Matt. Did you sit on his lap? What did he say? He nodded his head yes.
Minions.
Oh, Minions. Did you see the Minions yet? They're supposed to be here tonight, aren't they? Did you see them? What do they look like, Minions, I guess? Did they say anything?
No.
Not really? How old are you? Come on. Hit me with it. How old are you?
Five.
Five? You're big for five. You're a big boy, and I see you have a... Is that a Spider-Man jacket? It is. Do you like Spider-Man? How many movies have you seen? He said yes, by the way. He nods a lot. See, you're on radio. If you nod, they can't hear you, so you got to tell me.
Three.
Three movies? Did you have a favorite? Which one? The first one, when he gets bit by the spider? Yeah, I thought you would say that. So you got those lights from Santa Claus. Now, what about the other lights, the candy cane lights? Did you get them at Santa's workshop as well? He did. Yes, you did. All right. Well, we're going to send you on your way. We want to thank your mom. Mom, thank you very much. Louis, we really appreciate your being with us. Why don't you say Merry Christmas to everybody?
Merry Christmas.
You want to say anything special to Santa, like thank you or anything? Say it.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Thank you very much, Louise. Thank you so much. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back right after these words.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side, an experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Thank you very much for listening, everybody. You've been listening to Westchester Talk Radio here. We are live at the Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla, New York for the 2017 Winter Wonderland. Once again, I'm Bob Marone. Jim Cleefield is here, of course, my co-host, and the world's greatest engineer, Matt Cain. We want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and Happy Holiday, no matter where you are and what you celebrate. And we want to thank our sponsors. Of course, we've been produced by Shaw Creative, and we made possible this evening by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, the Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, and J.P. McHale Pest Management, along with Matt Cain's favorite, Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, and Merry Christmas, Bob.
It certainly is worth the earth. And once again, I want to thank you on behalf of myself, Jim Cleefield, and Matt Cain. Have a safe and wonderful holiday, and we'll see you again next time.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.